We're back here on Giants.com, everybody, and it's time for another edition of Fact or Fiction. Joined by Lance Menno, I am John Schmuck. Lance, statement number one. Rhett Ellison's impact will be felt strongest in the running game. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fact here, John. He's a tight end slash fullback, a very versatile player, and you go back to his days with the Minnesota Vikings, he did help block for Adrian Peterson, and the Vikings did have plenty of success on the ground. So I think that's where his biggest impact is going to be felt. He's a physical-minded player. He absorbs contact at the line of scrimmage. He's going to serve as an additional offensive lineman, and the whole point is for him to help boost that ground attack.
And it'll help as a fullback as well. He'll go in motion,
yep.
Go in the backfield, so he could play a real big role in the running game, and the Giants, of course, he catches some passes, too. That would be nice. Statement number two. The Giants will have two 1,000-yard receivers next season. Fact or fiction?
Now, this is an interesting statement, though. I'm going to go fiction. Now, keep in mind, the last time the Giants had two 1,000-yard receivers was 2011, when Victor Cruz had his breakout campaign, and then you also had Akeem Nix. And interesting to note, every time Brandon Marshall, John, has joined a new team since he started his campaign with the Denver Broncos, he's actually had 1,000-yard seasons. But I think the Giants are going to want to get that ground game moving a little bit better this coming season. And plus, you have Sterling Shepard still emerging, which means guys are going to be spreading the wealth and the targets are going to be going all the way around. So I think guys will come close, but I don't think they're necessarily going to get two 1,000-yard receivers.
They're moving the ball around to different players. You mentioned Sterling Shepard. You also have whoever the starting tight end. Maybe it's Rhett Ellison. Maybe it's somebody else. And you have Shane Vereen, who's coming back from injury. So a lot of guys that could be targets for Eli Manning. That's Fact or Fiction. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time, everybody.